From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hillary Clinton has to win the state of Texas or her campaign for president is finished. That's the latest stark warning for the New York senator, coming from both political professionals and media commentators. They say the Clinton campaign is like Colonel William B. Travis at the Alamo. Clinton has to draw a line in the sand and declare that the advancing army of Barack Obama stops in Texas once and for all. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Just 1 month ago, Barack Obama was down more than 20 points to Hillary Clinton in Texas. She has the endorsement of most of the state's leading Democratic politicians and can count on a sizable Hispanic electorate to vote for her. But after 10 Obama wins in a row, her 20-point lead has all but vanished. The latest CNN poll shows Clinton's lead inside the 4-point margin for error. And Richard Murray at the University of Houston says that leaves her with no margin for error.
Well, she's absolutely got to do well in the Hispanic parts of the state, from El Paso in the west to San Antonio down to Brownsville in the valley. That might be as much as 40% of the Democratic vote, or as little as 30%. So first task, unify that Hispanic support. Try to get the 65% level she got in California and try to drive turnout up.
Murray is a professor of political science at the University of Houston who follows Texas politics closely.
If she cannot get close to her California level percentages, it gets increasingly difficult to carry the state because African Americans will probably constitute 25% of the primary vote, but they will be much more unified in supporting Senator Obama than the Hispanic vote will be behind Senator Clinton.
Let's hear it again for the next president of the United States!
Last week, while Obama was in Wisconsin, Hillary Clinton was already in El Paso, San Antonio, and the Rio Grande Valley, shoring up the backbone of her support.
Well, I can't think of any better place to start our campaign for Texas than right here in El Paso.
The question is, given the momentum Barack Obama is carrying into Texas, how deep is he going to cut into the Hispanic vote? If he takes 40% or more, that will spell trouble for Clinton. But Gonzalo Barrientos, who served for 31 years in the Texas legislature and is now chairman of the Tejano Democrats of Texas, predicts that's not going to happen.
Some people may talk about the 18 and 20 and 25-year-olds, but in terms of the Tejano, we are loyal, and that passes on to our children.
If it were up to elected officials, Clinton would have Texas locked up. The Clintons have been campaigning for Democrats in the Lone Star State for more than two decades. And it's not just whites and Hispanic politicians who are loyal to Hillary Clinton. John Wally Price is a Dallas County Commissioner and one of the most influential African-American leaders in North Texas.
We've got to understand that you can't just abandon your friends. And if you can't support your friends, who can you support?
The problem for Clinton is that while the county commissioner is with her, his African-American supporters are giving him an earful for not getting on the Obama train. And this is one way that Texas is different politically from California. Black turnout could approach 25% of the total, two or three times more than in California. In this diverse political setting, turnabout is fair play. John Wally Price says if Clinton can move up from 8 to 10% of the black vote to 15%, it could be just enough.
I am available. I'm not just in the lip service. I'm available to do whatever she needs me to do to help her secure that at least minimum 15% of the vote.
In recent statewide primaries, roughly 800,000 Democrats have voted in Texas, but on March 4th, party officials expect the turnout to be north of 2 million voters. This makes history a poor guide because the old voting pool is going to get swamped. 39-year-old Rafael Anchia believes many of the new voters are going to be like him, under 40, fed up with the Bush administration in particular and the political status quo in general.
I think Democratic primary turnout will be on a scale that we have not seen in recent history, modern history.
Thin and good-looking, articulate and ambitious, Anchia is the Dallas State Representative and President of the National Association of Latino Elected Officials.
Like him, I'm the son of immigrants. If Senator Obama's father could be born somewhere else and he went to Columbia undergrad and Harvard Law School and got elected and stands at the precipice of the presidency, what it does for me is affirm that the American dream is still alive and very present.
Maybe it will be the young vote that decides the Texas primary. Or maybe the Hispanic vote, or black turnout, or white women in East Texas. In a contest this close, neither candidate can afford to leave the other supporters alone. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.